DeSantis, Trump hasn't lost his voting rights in Florida. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 31, 2024. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., clarified on Friday that former President Donald Trump still has the right to vote in Florida elections despite a Manhattan jury finding him guilty on 34 counts that District Attorney Alvin Bragg has asserted are felonies. Former President Donald Trump hasn't lost his voting rights in Florida. Rights are not removed in Florida where they haven't yet been stripped in the convicting jurisdiction, DeSantis explained in a post on X. That said, given the absurd nature of the New York prosecution of Trump, this would be an easy case to qualify for restoration of rights per the Florida Clemency Board, which I chair, DeSantis added. The bottom line is that Donald Trump's vote this November will be one of millions that demonstrate Florida is now a solid Republican state, the governor concluded in his post. DeSantis's clarification on Trump's voting rights came after Democrats and left-wing activists hyped the 45th president as a convicted felon following a Manhattan jury finding him guilty on all 34 counts in his business records trial. Many of the left-wing braggers echoed each other on social media with the claim that Trump would not be able to vote for himself in Florida in the upcoming 2024 presidential election. Now that Trump is a convicted felon, under Florida law, he can't even vote for himself in the election, taunted Representative Frederica Wilson, DFL. That's karma right there. Others who also spread this false information included internet personalities Luke Beasley and Santiago Meyer, filmmaker Bree Newsom, and Connecticut State Senator Matt Lesser, among a slew of other left-wing accounts. As Breitbart News's Jill Polak reported, the 34 counts of falsifying business records that Trump was found guilty of would normally be a misdemeanor for which the statute of limitations had already expired. District Attorney Alvin Bragg prosecuted the case as a felony by asserting that the alleged falsification of business records was done to cover up a federal crime. Trump has not been convicted of such a crime, and the prosecutors did not specify what crime was committed, nor did it have to prove the elements thereof, Polak explained. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.